Welcome to the Ignited Recovery Podcast, a new way forward for anyone looking for answers but feeling left out. If you've been searching for empowerment, triumph, and purpose, you've found them right here. You won't hear the same solutions, and you're not going to have any excuses to fall back on, because Ignited Recovery allows heroes to rise and become their best selves. I'm Dr. Adi Jaffe, and I can't wait to be your guide on this journey. Are you ready to become an Ignited Hero? Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Ignited Recovery Secrets Podcast. I'm Adi Jaffe. So excited to be here with you today, and I'm actually here to talk a little bit about that excitement. It's early morning. I'm recording this, and I'm doing this because I know and I've recognized that for so many people, just like for me, there are these moments where you get really motivated, really excited to do something, to move forward when it comes to your recovery or anything else in life, really. And you think it's all going to happen. You think it's all going to work. You feel like you have everything inside of you that you need, right? You're gung-ho about it. You wake up. You're gonna achieve it. You're going to do it. And then it doesn't get done. Just nothing happens. Nothing big changes. And sometimes that happens over and over and over. Like in my life myself, when it came to drugs, for instance, I tried to quit like seven times, at least seven times on my own. And it would always be the same thing. It would always be waking up in the morning saying, you're good today. You don't need this. You can get through the day without using. And for me, it was meth. But I would go about my day. I would do all the usual stuff that I would need to do. Just telling myself the whole time, you don't need to smoke meth. You're good. I may have had some left. I may not have any, but I would always just walk myself through it. In my head, I would just go like, just keep going. Just do the rest of the stuff you got to do today. Just don't use. The only problem was that the way my life functioned back then was really centered around drug use and other people who use drugs. And so I would try to get through all of that just without using. And normally it just would fail at least seven times over a few years. It would just fail, like by 2, 3, maybe 4 p.m., I was using again. And I couldn't get it. I couldn't understand what the fuck was wrong with me. Like, I definitely woke up in the morning being serious about getting this done, like 100%. But it wouldn't get done. And time after time, I started thinking, what the hell is wrong with me? Like, I know I want it in the morning, and then by afternoon, it's like nothing fucking happened. It just drove me crazy. Now, what I didn't know is that motivation and excitement and commitment, they're not the thing that gets shit done. They're just not. And we have a lot of names for what happens when they don't get shit done. We call them procrastination, or being unmotivated, being lazy, having no follow through, being unreliable, right? Those are the words, the names we give people, ourselves, who don't get shit done. And whether it has to do with recovery or not, I want to tell you today that it's happening for a reason. It's not your fault, and it wasn't my fault at the time. But I thought the motivation was the thing. I thought the commitment was the thing. I just have to get committed. That's not it at all. Why am I saying it wasn't it at all? I'm saying it wasn't it at all because, yes, the commitment, the motivation, they're important. But they can't get anything done on their own. Yes, it was you who woke up. It was me who woke up in the morning saying, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm committed. I got this. I don't want to. I would give myself a laundry list of reasons why not, right? It's ruining my health. I was like 123 pounds. It's destroying my relationships. It's making me have sex with people I don't even want anywhere near my life. It's making me have friends I don't want anywhere near me in my life. People were stealing from me. I was getting robbed. Like, my life was insane. I had all the reasons to not do it. But the motivation wasn't the thing that was going to get me there. The motivation was the impetus, the fuel, the fire that would get me started. But I didn't have a system to follow. So I tried to use the same system I was using every day to completely change my life. And that's just not how it works. See, motivation, commitment, that's the energy and the excitement of getting something done. But it doesn't get anything done. It's like, I want to give you an analogy that'll just make this really, really easy to understand. It's like if you burn coal or oil or the power of electricity, none of those things do anything. They don't move. You can burn coal. It doesn't move a train. You can, you know, put oil on fire, like literally gasoline on fire, and no car will move. And you can have a ton of electricity generated and not put a light bulb on or turn on a computer or play music from a speaker. You see, those are the motivation. The oil burning, the coal burning, right? The electricity. Those are the motivation. Those are the energy. But they need an engine in the case of the coal or the oil, or they need an entire system, a machine to turn that electricity into sound. The energy doesn't get anything done. It's the energy being fed into a system that gets something done, and that's something I didn't know back then. I thought just being motivated would be enough. But I can burn a pile of coal outside my house and nothing in my house will change except for it'll smell like shit. Eventually, the energy just fizzes away. And if you didn't utilize it, if you didn't put it into something that matters, into something that's going to be able to help you, nothing will change in your life. What does that mean for you right now? What it means for you right now is you may feel motivated. You may have a family member who's motivated to get help. You may feel motivated to help your family member get help, but just wanting it to happen, just being excited about it, will get nothing done. Shit will change. You have to channel that energy into something. You have to use some engine, put your energy into it, and create momentum. That's it. It's the only way that this is going to work. Now, there are a lot of different systems, and I know that this works because what I started doing in my life is I created a system. Now, initially I did. I used very traditional systems, right? Like the AA system. And I channeled my energy in it because I had so much energy, it moved. And it got my life to a new place. And then at some point I went, I don't like the direction. I don't like how inefficient. I don't like how dirty this engine is. And I just switched to a different engine. I put on a different system in place. And by now, my recovery and actually a lot of my life, the engine is so efficient. It's like an autopilot. I barely have to put motivation and commitment and excitement into it. I do my best to do it, right? I wake up every morning and I do my 5-minute journal and I plan for my day. And once I'm done recording this, I'm going to go work out. But it all runs really efficiently and really easily. I don't need a massive dose of motivation to get it going because it's like a flywheel. You know, like if you're on a bike and you kind of just get going and you're going downhill and it just kind of starts running itself, that's what my recovery energy feels like at this point. And my system is pretty simple. It's based on our three principles, right? Honest exploration. If something's not working right, explore, understand honestly what it is, what the origin of it is, and how it's really creating discomfort and pain in your life right now. Radical acceptance. Come to terms with the fact that this is the best you could do right now. Remove shame, remove judgment from you and from other people around you. Come to terms with it, right? Land. And then discover new tools to change this. And it's helped in helping my communication with my friends and my family and with my wife and actually fixing the relationship with my wife, being a better father, being hopefully a better business owner and all that kind of stuff. But it's the same sort of system that I'm using over and over. What's wrong? How did I get here? Come to terms with it, accept, remove shame and judgment, go fix over and over and over. And that's the system that I use. And it's why, you know, whatever, tens of thousands of people have bought the book and over 1,000 people have tried the online program. And we get these hundreds of people telling us about the life-changing help that it's given them, not because we created the magic, we gave people an engine. And we said, you bring the motivation into this and you feed it into this engine and it'll start moving and your life will get from, oh my God, I can't get shit done to, wow, I knew I could feel this way and I've been waiting for this for years. Too many people rely on this motivation as the magic formula. There's nothing magical about motivation. It's great and it feels amazing. It doesn't get shit done. So here's what I'm urging you today. It's Friday. There are things you want to change in your life. There are things you're motivated to change right now. Stop believing that just being excited about them will get you somewhere. It's not going to. It's actually going to lead to you feeling worse and worse about it because the excitement will fizzle out and you'll go, what the hell's wrong with me? Why couldn't I get something done? There's nothing wrong with you. But you excited doesn't get anything done. You excited with the right system in place, with the right engine to turn that energy, that motivation into movement, gets the world going. So that's my challenge for you. Use this right now. Pause. Think the moment this is over and say, what is it that I want to do? What am I excited about? Do I have a system that will create change in that thing in my life? If it's business, do I have a business system? Do I have somebody to rely on to teach me things I don't know about how to do this? If it's in recovery, have I checked out this book? Have I checked out Ignited? Have I checked out any other system that will take my energy, my commitment, and turn it into movement? Find your engine. Find the thing that moves you forward. None of these struggles will ever be the same. Have a great weekend, everybody. See you next week.
Welcome to the Ignited Recovery Podcast, a new way forward for anyone looking for answers but feeling left out. If you've been searching for empowerment, triumph, and purpose, you've found them right here. You won't hear the same solutions, and you're not going to have any excuses to fall back on. Because Ignited Recovery allows heroes to rise and become their best selves. I'm Dr. Adi Jaffe, and I can't wait to be your guide on this journey. Are you ready to become an Ignited Hero?